Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Ah, the week-to-week of the NFL rears its head once again. I'm not falling for it, Bob. Just letting you know. It's only Tuesday. Maybe you can talk me into before Friday. I'm not falling into the trap. I am not doing it, not doing it, not doing it.
What trap would that be, Josh?
I have always said I will be late to the Patriots are dead party. I feel like Sunday's performance coupled with the Chiefs' performance has firmly gotten a lot of people into the Patriots are dead. This is the opportunity. They're going to roll the Foxborough and crush the Patriots.
Well, I mean,
which you called at 6-11 or whatever yesterday.
Yeah, a little less than 24 hours ago, I already called this thing
I
over. Chiefs are winning.
Not falling for it. I'm not going for the rope-a-dope. Not this week. Not buying it.
What's it going to take for you to buy in?
A win Sunday.
Well, I'm not just saying with the Chiefs, though. I'm just saying, like, with the Patriots being dead. Like, what ultimately?
A playoff loss? Like a playoff loss where it looks like it all come to fruition.
Like a 34-3 type of loss to the Broncos or something like that in the first round of the playoffs.
All the flaws that are exposed during the regular season actually come to fruition in the postseason.
I got you. Okay, so that's what you're waiting on.
Right?
Yeah, I guess that's fair.
I think it's fair. It's really look like. You could say they can't do this, 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 and this. Well, let's see if they can't do this, this, and this in the playoffs.
Right.
They might not be able to. This looks like a wretched offense.
It really does. They're really bad.
It really does.
When is Antonio Brown coming back?
Yes, exactly. Whoever.
No, Gronk's done. It's official. He can't come back now.
Yeah, true, he can't.
He can't. He's done. There's no more wiggle room with Gronk. He done. He was dancing as a Laker girl over the weekend.
So they looked really, really average on Sunday, okay? But they're one Edelman-issued slogan T-shirt away from being back.
I've seen
this act before.
Right.
So I'm not declaring them dead. I'm just not. It is also really hard to win at Foxborough. Mm-hmm. Fact, right?
Fact. 100% fact.
100%. It is really, really hard to win at Foxborough.
Well, they cheat up there, too.
And, you know, we like to think home field advantage. It really matters to the Patriots. Yeah. They are super good at home.
Yeah.
And they are super good at home with a lead and halftime and all those things that they just don't lose after the break and all those things. That is a tough place to go and win, so I'm just not buying it.
Well,
Sunday, I'm not saying the Chiefs can't go and win there, but I'm not puffing the chest out, riding into a Patriot land and just stiff arming them out of the way. Like we got this, we got this. Mm-hmm. Have we not seen this before? As soon as you start throwing dirt on the Patriots, Belichick and Brady get all pissed, and then it's a different story. So. You can be confident going into Sunday. I'm just not riding in a win.
Well, I think this one feels a lot different than the ones in the past. And maybe you're right. Maybe I'm wrong. And maybe the Patriots will, you know, because they do, you know, come back from the dead all the time.
I'm not telling them they can.
You know, I'll tell them right now. Your offense is very subpar right now.
It is
not a very good offense.
It's hard
right
to watch.
Now.
I was like, watch Sunday going.
Yeah, Tom Brady is throwing balls to the dirt. Tom Brady is not looking good. He's yelling at people on the field. There wasn't much of a running game against the Houston Texans.
He yelled at people on the bench, and it didn't work.
And it didn't work. Usually it does work.
Right?
Right. Yeah, usually you go out there and you turn it around,
saw
right?
Him bleeping his teammates there, and you're like, okay, well, they're going to get fired up and go.
Right.
No, it didn't. They never got the car out of neutral.
It never did.
There are some differences. I'm just saying.
And I will
let this one happen. Before I crow,
I understand and I get that, but I'm going to crow this week, and I'm going to tell New England they can put it in their pipe and smoke it because this is finally the time that the Chiefs go up there and beat the New England Patriots. Now I was doing a lot of listening to Boston radio yesterday because you know when there's a car crash on the side of the road, you like to go slow and look at this thing burn, right? And that's kind of where I was yesterday. So I was listening to our sister station WEEI all afternoon. I even did a podcast with Mike DeVito up in New England and listening to people talk about the Patriots, and boy, they are down. down on this team right now. Like, it's not just the rest of the world. It is actually finally, old England is down on this team, having
they're
a wake-up
call. Uh-oh, what people are saying might be right. Yeah, I get it.
They're looking around. They're going, oh, yeah, Tom Brady may be old and this thing may be finished. And, you know, the interesting thing about this whole, you know, Patriots team right now is that when they go out there and they faced, you know, like quarterbacks that have, you know, the ability to play, like Lamar Jackson and Deshaun Watson, they have not been good against those two guys. Everybody else that they have faced that was not Lamar Jackson or Deshaun Watson, they have put up, you know, 14 or less points. They played really good defense against those guys. But I think what we're looking at right now is Patrick Mahomes falling into that category of Lamar Jackson and Deshaun Watson, of a really, really good quarterback who can go out there and make plays and do spectacular things. And I think that's been the Patriots' biggest kind of, you know, Achilles heel this season from a defensive standpoint. They don't play well against quarterbacks who go out there and perform and who are superstars and who are the new faces of this league. They're going out there and doing good things against quarterbacks who may not be the new face of this league, the Sam Darnolds of the world, whoever the Dolphins have that day for quarterback. Like, they're not doing it against the guys that are the new faces of the league. And that's what gives me hope going into this game on Sunday and gives me the confidence of going into this game on Sunday. They have not proven that they can stop a legit quarterback on offense, or from their defensive perspective, they have not proven that they could stop a good quarterback. And so far, they are 0-2 against the future faces of the National Football League at that position. And they'll be 0-3 this week going in against the future faces of the National Football League at that position. Because I think Patrick Mahomes is going to have a field day.
Why the need to declare it before it happens, Bob?
Because it's time. It's time for a new team.
Of course, it's time to go to Foxborough and win. But why do we have to go, it's happening, it's happening. Why can't we just celebrate it when it does happen? I mean, you haven't. Why put the fork in the Patriots when they can do it themselves on Sunday?
Sure,
right?
Sure.
I mean, they can fully prove it on Sunday, and we can come back here Monday, and I'll be fully ready to crow and take the crown and all those things at that point in time. But like, why do we have to do it ahead of time?
Because I've never
why set it up that way. You haven't seen enough history of the Patriots.
You're right.
Everybody nationally crapping on him. George Sedano on ESPN yesterday called Tom Brady Mitchell Trubisky.
Well, they have about the same numbers.
Tony, this is what age and erosion looks like. At this stage, at 42 years old, yes, he doesn't have the talent that he's used to having around him. But because of that, we're now seeing age become a real factor. Since week 4, he's basically been Mitchell Trubisky. He's 30th as far as passing attempts is concerned.
Okay, you got the stats to back this up. All right, good. Let me hear him. Yeah.
He's 29th in quarterback rating in that scenario. And they're 1.69 points per possession. And to put that into context, that's worse than the Dolphins since
week
4.
Who is this man in Plasma One? Stat Man. That's what we're going to call you now.
This is a real problem for New England because they don't have an identity since Gronk. And yes, the defense has to carry him. So they're going to have to figure some stuff out quickly. And maybe it is bringing Antonio Brown back.
And you know, he talks about a couple of things there that make me say, okay, this plays into the hands of the Chiefs. You ask why. He talks about their passing offense not being good. I think the Chiefs' passing defense over the last 6 weeks has been really good. Like I was sitting in the press box on Sunday, and I shared this yesterday. Josh, I'm watching this game from up top, you know, and you're basically hanging over the field, and you can see the all 22. And every time that Derek Carr went back to pass, those guys were blanketed, man. Like, there was nowhere for him to go. He couldn't throw to an open receiver if he wanted to. He couldn't throw open a receiver if he wanted to. Like, their pass defense has been very, very good. And Tom Brady, as you heard Sedano mention there, has had Mitchell Trubisky-like numbers since week 4. Well, this Chiefs defense has played very good in a passing situation over the last 6 weeks. They can play against Mitchell Brady, okay? They can go out there and play against Tom Trubisky.
And they can go out there
and pick him apart because they don't have any legit weapons. Now, they haven't been able to run the football well either. Now, that's the part that does scare me a little bit. I still think Sony Michel is a pretty good running back, and if they commit to the run against the Kansas City Chiefs, they may have an opportunity to do some damage against them. But Tom Trubisky is not going to go out there and pick apart this Chiefs defense via the pass. It's just not going to happen. And then what the Chiefs do so well on offense, again, as we talked about, their defense has been very good, one of the best I've seen in a very long time, except when they play against legit quarterbacks and top-level competition. And that's what Patrick Mahomes is. And I'm not praising the Chiefs because they beat the Raiders 40-9. It was a nice win, but it was against the Oakland Raiders, who lost to the Jets. The Jets, in turn, lost to the Bengals. The Jets are the only team in NFL history to lose two games in a season to a team that is 0-7 or worse at the time when they played them. And so they've made history themselves. So I'm not marching around and I think the Chiefs are good because they knocked off the Raiders 40-9. I think the Chiefs are going to win this game because I don't believe that the New England Patriots have enough on offense right now to match the Chiefs when they're going on offense. And the Chiefs are healthy right now, Josh. That's the other thing that really is amazing in all of this. The offensive line is healthy. The wide receivers are healthy. The tight end's healthy. The quarterback's healthy.
I haven't thought the quarterback looked – he's looked fine since he came back. I felt like that Sunday was the first time I went – He's really okay.
He is.
Like this isn't taping him up to finish here. He's really okay. So that was the first time I kind of felt like the quarterback was 100%.
I mean, you saw that 13-yard run, which he attributes to Tyreek Hill running the wrong route, not being open on the pin. But you saw him with that 13-yard run, and I think that was the one there that had everybody kind of going, okay, this guy is back. This guy has an opportunity now to be at 100% and play at 100% for really since the first snap of the game. And I was on with Mike DeVito yesterday doing his podcast up in Old England, and we were talking about the health of the quarterback. And I kind of bit my tongue, and I said, that knee injury may have been the best thing that happened to the Kansas City Chiefs this year, because without that knee injury, he probably doesn't get those 2 to 2.5 weeks to heal the ankle with high ankle sprain. That thing was never going to heal unless you got some serious time off. Well, he got that minor knee injury up in Denver that allowed him to sit out. And people behind the scenes will tell you, Josh, that knee injury ultimately was more beneficial to heal the ankle than it was for anything else, because they needed to get that ankle healed. He got those couple of weeks to heal that ankle. Boom, followed by the bye week. And now you're going into December and you got a healthy quarterback. Yep. I mean, what kind of world are we living in where your quarterback is 100% healthy going into the final quarter of the season? And that's where we stand right now with Patrick Mahomes. And I don't know that Tom Trubisky can match him throw for throw, score for score, point for point on Sunday afternoon in Old England. I just don't think it's going to happen.
Trubisky is goat poop. Brady is goat.
Mm-hmm. He is the GOAT.
Stop using that.
But he's playing like goat poop right now, because he's to the point now where he's got Julian Edelman and nothing else. And I've always been that firm believer he can make guys around him better. This may be the end of the line where you're looking around and you're going, oh, my God.
Yeah, there's not enough pieces.
There's not enough pieces right now to make him better.
But I'll throw dirt Monday.
Okay.
I'm not throwing dirt this week. I'm not. I don't poke the bear, man. Just let it happen.
Oh, it's happening, brother.
Nothing has truly changed. Next.
Fesco in the morning.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.